benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
Okay. Restate the third project belonging of this category, actually the most significant of these categories. That is this Cincinnati Rosenthal Center in the city of Cincinnati that really represents for me a fantastic example in how the architectural of Adib can also take a stand, let's say, towards more square-like or cubic-like form, but also to be very very effective and very very capable of interpreting the concepts, but also pushing in a direction. Clearly, here she had only one infill, and it was completely absurd to really think to make kind of curvilinear form of the other interpretation more fluid that we are accustomed in her other project. This aspect will become more and more evident in the late project, in the late year. That really is the idea that each project, it is its own specific, it required its own specific research. And it really kind of push in thinking in a very specific way. This become very important in the last 10 years or so, when the studio of Adib become very relevant. And you will see that from one project to the other, they are really changing completely, and they are kind of experimenting new ideas, new technologies. So at the beginning you are really, really almost surprised to see how many different type of building they've done, but done really using different technology, different construction, etc. Like that each building is its own experiment, which I think is something very laudable for an architect that does not replicate always the same kind of formula, but use the different occasion to really look for specific occasion. I think this is Adib is one of the unique studio in that particular aspect. So already started with this building in which if you look at it like this, it would be difficult to think that it's the same architect of the Maxi. So this, if you look at this drawing, this painting, again you will understand what is the basic idea. The basic idea is always, and you feel here, basically that idea of the building projects, on one side incorporates in itself, and on the other side it projects virtually the forces of the city. So it's an extremely dynamic, it becomes a dynamic set of forces. They are like on a bomb, ready to explode, but it's kind of imploded there. I think that is the beauty of this building, that is very much compact at the end, but on the other end, you feel that those forces virtually are ready to connect with the city. And this becomes evident if you have a way to understand what is there, and it becomes very evident in the paintings, because as we said, the paintings are almost a manifesto of the intention of the building. And on this other view, I think that is also very impressive and very evident. This approach, and then we can see that all the other choices of the building concerning this idea that some boxes like are almost inserted almost as a free element within the composition that is clearly in some cases like that, either if they are apparent like that or that really it is important. The other aspect that we understand very clearly from the section that this is a cultural center that we use an inside word that it is very, very significant. We understand it, that from the section. So it's relevant from the outside for the reason that we said, and clearly the inside that is characterized by this space that is all the height, with illuminated also by the top, with ramps that connect the different floors, the different floors where the actual functions are, and some functions are more office-like, and other functions are more larger, a little bit larger function, like meeting rooms or probably library or things like that. But clearly that the major events will happen on the inside. This is a model of the building where the inside become really the very strong force that started with the Ford Foundation by Kevin Roche in the beginning of the 60s, late 60s in New York. That was the kind of prototype. The Ford Foundation was the prototype of that idea. But of course there is nothing in that building that go in this direction. This direction is completely, in a way, a new direction that Hadid really develops. Let's see it in the context. In the context we can, I think we can feel it. I've never been there, so it is fascinating to me to understand really how it fits in the... I lost it. Go ahead. Okay. Let's see how it appears when we look. Okay. So this is the same as the Maxi. It's a basically a museum, of course, it's much smaller. It's a center for contemporary art, which in which clearly the aspect of production, in a way, and the diffusion of the culture, it is relevant. When I go here, I lose it. This is a typical... okay. Let's see if we can see something of the interior without going to the Cincinnati. I'd like to see some picture of the inside without going to the website. Without going to the... always outside. Okay. This will be something on the inside, eh? So we have a feeling of the space inside. So okay. Il sito degli Museo Maxi, Pavillon Puente, edificio centrale BNV. trampolino, teatro dell'opera, unipolare. No, non c'è in questo. Pascioli in Archidemi will be very well documented surely in Archidemi here it is. Will be well documented. And also the explanation when there are general well done and good. For example, this painting, or this, it is less interesting for me than the other one that I pick, that goes more in the direction that I wanted to go. So keep in mind that basically we are dividing then the class in different subsets, in different groups. Clearly these block-like buildings are dynamic blocks, we call something that is very approachable with a scacchiera exercise, and they will give a certain amount of variation. Okay. Now I decided to devote more time to only one building that I consider the masterpiece of Zadid. This is very debatable. People may think that other buildings are the masterpiece of Zadid. I personally still admire particularly this building. And that's why I put a space again in the book, although the book, you know, is has to cover, it's not a monography on Zadid, but this building is there. And I consider the masterpiece because in this building kind of come together so many aspects of her poetics. Her poetics that we start to understand this idea of infrastructure, this idea of figure ground, this idea of fluent dynamics, in a way find, from my point of view, an incredible reinforcement in this building that really makes the whole approach very convincing and very strong. You have to understand a few things before really go into this building. Germany is an interesting country, as we know, and Germany became particularly after the war, and even more after the 90s, the capital of the auto industry. We know by quality that having a German car is a status. I know that in Albania, when immigrants were coming back, the fact to have a German car was considered, just to tell something simple in that direction. And the interesting thing is that Germany built that status not only because it was technically outstanding from many points of view, but because there is, I would say, a narrative, a poetic. They build a story around the fact to have the cars as a key element of their imaginary, of their industry, of the image that we have of many other aspects of the country. And to build that narrative start to be built basically after the reunion of the two parts of Germany. Before it was more, something, of course, there is production, this and that, but there was not that idea. But very consciously, instead, they built that narrative. How you build a narrative? Aida Shiro, c'è o se n'è andata? She disappeared. Okay, and Edward Balla disappeared or still here? Edward, let's dialogue a little bit. How Germany built that narrative about cars? What was the way? If you have to build a narrative, okay, then forget. You decide. You decide to build a narrative about cars. How you do it? What will you do? You understand the word narrative? No. You have to ask me where you don't understand the word, because if you don't understand, the narrative means a story. How you make it an emphasis, how you train a story, how you use a narrative is a way, a word that is used more, a narrativo, how you make a story, how you make it evident and important in the culture, how you build a narrative, okay? So if you don't understand the word, clearly you cannot, you have always to ask me if you don't understand the word, because if you miss the word, you miss everything around it. So, how you build a narrative? How would you do? If it is your job?
Maybe putting some specific elements on the design of the car, maybe or...
No. Okay. Close to you, the other guy. What's your name?
Murat.
Okay. How you will build... Are you understand what's the question?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's start to move our brain. Okay. How would you do? Yeah, that could be one way. Now everybody that, always architecture is an important element to build a narrative, no? Even in the dictatorial regimes, for example, no? To build a narrative about the power of the dictatorial regime, always the building was an important part of it, no? Albania knows a lot about it. So you build, no? You probably, architecture, can be significant in that idea to kind of create an emphasis or create a narrative around it, okay? Of course you can do many other things like advertisement, movies, books, etc. But surely if you do the building will be an important ask to build that narrative, okay? So architecture suddenly had an important role in that kind of idea to emphasize the role of the car industry and the car technology in the leading country of industry. And this was very significant that basically it's a kind of strategic decision, you know, that was done in Germany in the 90s to building in some way to create that narrative. First step. Second step. What type of building you build?
Yeah.
Eh?
No,
building. They do.
The office.
Eh?
The
obvious.
No.
Che dice?
Offices.
No.
Fabric.
Eh?
Fabric.
No. No.
A shop.
No.
A museum.
a museum. You see, you've been thought in the wrong direction because you see that. You build a museum. So, if you go in Germany, you will find a Porsche museum. Let's see. Porsche museum. Let's go. Let's go. Porsche, the Porsche museum. This, it is a building. Here it is. It's a relevant building. It's an important building. And that is the way, the key way to basically, here it is, to basically create that narrative. If you go there, the auto became, is moved from the practical thing of industry or whatever to the, this aura. It became the museum of course. So, of course, there is the old model, the new model, the other thing, this and that. And architecture plays an important role, a key role in creating the narrative. Okay? So, is the museum the key element? So, what do you think? Once you have the Porsche Museum, you have only the Porsche Museum, what you may think? There is only the Porsche Museum? Tell me another museum. Eh? Come?
BMW
Museum. Okay. Here it is. No, this is the BMW, did I wrote in high studio? No, he's in Berlin, yes. He's done by Koppin Menblau, here it is. Okay? He's done by Koppin Menblau, he's in Berlin, he's again the museum. Now, what do you think there is in this museum?
The narrative,
but there is only that? Every project of today is a mixture, is a mixed day. So, of course, there is the narrative that is the main story of the BMW. Then there is, of course, shops, of course, possibility to order or buy a car, and everything that rotates around that. There will be restaurants, leisure, cinemas, and other things, besides what you may think the actual, let's call the museum, that will be the story from the first. And then this is one, and then Volkswagen era museum. I have not very visited that one. Volkswagen, and I have not visited this one, but I know that there is. Okay, here it is. They show from the inside. That should be something from the building. Let's say architecture. Let's put architecture. So we see. I'm Dresden. Dresden Volkswagen Museum. This is the Volkswagen Museum. Okay. Which one is the known as the one very important car in car brand in Germany? Eh?
Audi.
And more than Audi?
Mercedes.
So for sure there will be a Mercedes Museum. And that is a real incredible masterpiece, and this is an incredible masterpiece because it's done by Ben Van Berkel, and we can lecture a lot of time just about this building because there are a lot of implication with lots of things. It's a real masterpiece. Okay. And I don't know if Audio has a museum, but we may see. Wayne Studio, Van Berkel Wayne Studio, sì. It is in Stuttgart. I don't know if Audi, yes. Okay. So we named the 5, 6. So each one has own narrative. Yeah, but probably the brand, they keep it distinct, because Audi is one market. Also Ferrari is being built by Fiat, no? Does not mean that they are completely different narrative. So I the same. So they have two different museums. In Italy, the only museum that can be comparable, Casa Ferrari, no? Vediamo, tanto per dire. It's the same idea. And it's done by Fuchser, no? I have not seen it. Ferrari Museum. Okay. Io sapevo che una parte allora ha fatto. Sicuramente Fuchser ci ha messo le mani. Forse una parte, forse gli uffici, esatto, gli uffici ha fatto tutta, questa è fatta dal Tudor System, sì. Io non l'ho vista, sembra interessante, sicuramente all'altezza di alcune delle altre, anche. Probabilmente non è un capolavoro, ma sicuramente interessante. It belongs to the same category, ok? So, we understood that, the museum, the thing, etc. The first particularity of the project of Adid is, which one is the first particularity? Why I made all this story? Laura, c'è? Qual è la prima particolarità? Which one is the first particularity? Why I made all this story? All this tour? Okay, let's think about it. Nobody has an idea? Eh?
Why the narrative?
Eh?
Why the narrative?
I saw all these 5 museums, right?
The building contributes to the narrative.
Yes, absolutely. Also the building of Adid contributes to the narrative, but why does not belong to that category? Why is not a museum? Because it's a real factory. It's a real factory. It's a real production area. While the others are making the narratives in making the museums, in the case of Adid, that is the first important step. The narrative is pushed in the production itself. And that makes a big difference. So the narrative is not only something that you look at as a passive spectator, but in a way you are involved as an active spectator. Who is the active spectator? And who is the active spectator? This is the question. What's your name? I don't remember.
Yeah.
What number are you?
9.
Okay, 9 or 19? 9. Yes. Yuka, no? Rio Yuka. Yes. Who is the spectator? Or let's say, or what do we mean? Is this a real spectator? Eh? The workers themselves. The workers themselves are at the same time actor and spectator of this scene of production. The narrative that tells about the strength of the BMW and so on and so forth, involves the soldiers themselves, putting a kind of symmetry. So they are involved in a very strong environment in which they are actor and spectator at the same time. Let's put it in this way. So it's an environment that is an environment that pushed very much in the direction of no, se io devo rifare tutto il giro qua, boom, me basta. Perché io non so dove si vede la cronologia in questo sistema. Anyway, we'll do it the whole tour again. Okay, let's go. So we understood then that there is several levels of relevance. So this belong on one side to all this interest of towards the creation of a narrative, technology, this and that, and making the car center of this new presence of Germany in the world, the combination of perfection and aesthetic, and all things that are related to that. So they really build a kind of a national value around that, and the national value is not only strictly economic, it's research, it is mission and everything. And this is incredible because they were able to do this in a phase that is the information phase. We are living in the phase in which software, computers are the driving force, are not the mechanics, it's not the industry. But in a way, building that strong narrative was a way to create a transition, also a transition between an industrial model to a model that also belongs to the information age, in which of course the narrative is an important part. So I pick this picture because it's symbolic, no? It clearly goes in one aspect that is key of the building. What do we see in this picture? Erion Agai went away? Okay. What do we see in this picture? Describe us the picture. What is on the left side?
We see the process of disassembling.
No, we know. I want to talk with him.
See cars.
How you see cars? What type of cars they are? Or what are the particularity of those cars? Si vede bene? Vogliamo spegnere la luce? Vabbè.
They are not finished car.
Okay, good. So on the left side, they are not finished car. And how you may call this thing? What is this? The structure they are in. Aiutalo se non capisce.
Special
Ok. Gli amici lo aiutano? Ok. These things moves or remain fixed? Does it move or not? Chiediglielo, chiediglielo. Yes, it moves. So this means that this belt, or production belt, how it is called, moves. So these cars are here like that in this picture just for 1 second. The cars are moving because it's a construction belt. Okay? Now let's do it with another person. Questi sono facili. Ok. Nicola c'è? No. Ma questi soldati hanno rinunciato? Che succede? What is the reason why she's not here? Many people are not here anymore. I think they don't want to do it. Joanna Kerlo c'è? Okay, let's start to understand what's going on. And okay, Blevanda, ci sei?
Yes.
Yes, Blevanda. So, what do we see here?
I think there are like a process, they're going to be preparation for things to be
started. Yeah, it looks like a normal open office, typical thing. And so, if I ask you to do a research, okay, even using the belt, how many examples you will find of this combination in your imagination? If we have to bet. If we have to put money on it, so it becomes serious. How many combinations of this structure, construction belt and office, like in this kind of situation, a similar situation, you think you are going to find?
Maybe none.
Maybe none. Will be more probable that you put money in none than there is actually you find. We don't know. Okay, we don't know, but surely, for sure, very, very few, or probably is the first time, that this idea happened. You understand that from what I said, to build a narrative, to build a strength, a kind of belonging, that the people that are working like white collar and the people that are kind of blue collar or in any way related to the production are tied together is a very interesting idea. It's a very, very strong idea. And as a production phase. And this is what Zadid made in this project. So besides the forms that we are going to see that are of course interesting, that is the strong idea. So that idea of structure, the infrastructure, the idea that the architecture belong always to infrastructure as an idea, the idea of movement, the idea of dynamics, move itself from a metaphorical use that there is in some case to an almost real use like in Maxi, to an actual program that is the railway in Afragola, to something that it becomes even something else, something different, because it shaped not only some idea of the building, but some, let's say, social idea some really way that push the things together. So this BMW is not a museum, it's a production. It's a production in Lipsia. And so I always pick the images that are needed for me to make the point, you know? To make the point clear. And then everything comes from that. From the model, it is, I think that is very strong. And these images also are very evident what's going on. Okay, this is a good way to describe what's going on, and comes from the description of the project in the website. And all movement converging on the side is tunneled through the compression chamber, squeezed in between the three main segments of the production: body, white, paint, shop, and assembly. So let's try to understand a little bit better. This is where it is, the building. Okay. Now let's see something more. Okay. I don't know if... okay. Let's see an architectural daily that the work site seems... Oh, no, that is another thing. Okay. Let's see it. Okay. Okay. This is a brochure of the project done by Barzadi. So looking at it, we can look the image. We can have a better idea. There is also I hope we can find the okay. Always when these guys do the buildings are important because there is all the graphics, you see. So here you feel that this is the new thing that basically connects the three body that was described earlier. And then again, this is interesting because, as I told you, these are redrawn, and so you have all the things, you have all the information, you have a good way to understand and to study the building if you want in more detail. Okay, 1, 2, and 3. This is what she was saying, was squeezed, put in between. But the idea that the in between is not only a formal way of doing in between, but as we know, the lines, the construction belt connect one to the other. So if we look from the top, this does not seem so exciting as the other building, because there are so many other things that are the existing factory. But my God, you know, we understand so many things of her poetic and the sense of this. Another reason why this is so relevant, let me double check this, but I'm pretty much sure. Okay, this is Leipzig. Means that this, we are in the east part of the Germany. So the implementation of this building clearly followed a series of processes that moved some part of the production from the West Germany to the East Germany. And then after that, probably they did the factories first, and then they made an important competition. And the important competition was won by this team. Well, it's kind of a process that is invigorating, you know, thinking that there are decisions that make sense and they change the destiny of a nation and the destinies of people. And if you imagine how many people is involved in this process of making the decision and at the same time living in this environment instead of a stupid environment in another situation. And how much difference can make an environment, so an architectural environment. So that will give a sense and let's say a scope also for this profession. Of course, particularly when he arrived to this other level. I think this is, as I said you before, is probably, from my point of view, is the masterpiece of Zaha Hadid, but so we are talking already to a very high level. Let's see if the website will help a little bit better on this building, if now works a little bit better than before. Okay. Okay. BMW. Okay, so we can see the movie, because I think in this occasion it would be nice to see the things in movement, okay? So let's see this one. Ah, non ci abbiamo un suono sempre, come al solito, non siamo riusciti a risolvere sta cosa. Vabbè, però questo è un peccato, eh? Lo facciamo dal mio, non capirò. Forse non ce l'ha lui? Però il suono c'è, tu dici. Proviamo un attimo con quest'altro. Ops. Ok. Perché in quest'altro mi sembra strano che non ci sia, eh? Perché vediamo questa qua che è lei che parla. Qua ci deve essere per forza. Ok. Allora in quell'altro forse non c'è. Perfetto. We solved. Good. Sorry, but when I'm in front of a PC, I'm not reacting. Become like BMW. Ok. Andiamo qua. Andiamo a videos. Vedete qua quanto è ricca the different informations, no? Photo, media, drawings. But even if you look at the drawings here, you see that in the other side it's much more complete. There are sections, etc. That's why those links are important. Now let's see this video. Let's see here. This is without music, we understood. Although it's strange. But we can have a feeling of the reality of the building. So at the end you see why this is a masterpiece. Why you define a masterpiece? It's not so much more beautiful than the other. If, strictly speaking of aesthetic, probably others are stronger or more beautiful. Of course, why I define a masterpiece is for the combination of all these other aspects. It seems so. Okay, here we travel with the car. We are at the car level. I found really, really important these aspects. So these are the car, the automatic, and what is pretty much clear by all the things that we see is something that has pre-assumed that, as you know, cars today are done mainly by whom? Computer or a variation of a computer that is robot. So, to a larger extent, in those other factories, will be robot for making things. But in this kind of combination, so will be, of course, a blue collar to a large number too, but not as much as in the past. Guarda, che bellezza! So I can't. Makes so much sense to me, this. And that the interesting thing here is also that is the architect that invents the program. And that is something that it tends to be more and more. So basically, of course, BMW has absolutely no idea whatsoever about the fact that the construction belt will circulate in that way and will give the hint to that particular program. That is an idea that becomes from a thinking of the architect that then mutated in architecture, mutated in concept, mutated in other things. That's why you see that at the base of contemporary architecture there is more and more that key word that means concept. It means concept. How you come out with a concept? You don't come out clearly by the cause-effect attitude. It does not make any sense. It's not a practical question and an answer. It's something that becomes, from the fact to think architecture as a discourse. It's a combination of so many thinking that are together that allow you to do a jump and to make a concept in a way. So this is a clear case that the concept clearly was a winning concept and structured the project. So some part looks like actually a bridge, no? This part, not only because basically allows penetration under, so the fact that the building has some part of bridge-like, it is evidently important. There is some part that are cantilever on something, and then that is brought inside. So here is not, we are not at the maxi in which those lines evocate a kind of movement. Here the movement is real. And the person are not visitors that are paying the ticket, are persons that are actually there. And the kind of sense of belonging, you know, is incremented by this particular situation. And the belonging is mutual, because it's the white collar, but it's also the blue collar. Both kind of, besides sharing lots of spaces, vents and other things, but really they kind of share the things. And in this particular case, I'm not sure, I don't think that the public, I'm sure it can visit only a very, very, very specific moment or under specific circumstances. It's not a museum, it's a factory. So they will follow the rules of a factory. I think this is okay. So when we saw that image before, clearly you think of one of the perspective of Piranesi, that is one of the typical imaginary that is related to that series of of lines that are intervening and moving in space. That famous painter, archaeologist, and incisore of the 18th century that was mainly painting, mainly drawing ancient Rome, but also some virtual, I would say in your case, word, virtual visions, and some particular was this series of Le Carceri, of prisons. And that is something that is really, is characterized by this the co-presence of multiple perspectives. There is one moment in which we are going to see, and I will stop. So now I think we are a little bit more in this in this world. We are ready, I think, after we've seen this a little bit better, this approach, to be ready to start answering about the issue of formalities or style, and the issue instead of substances. One of the person that followed this seminar told me that he read this article that was called New Substances. And ecco, this is the Piranesi vision, no? Typical Piranesi vision. This seems to be done by Piranesi, because their perspectives are going in space and in different directions. It's typical Piranesi vision. In 1 second I will show you one so you understand what I'm talking about. So people that does not know or just speak very superficially will look at a person like I did from a stylistic point of view. You know, okay, all right, is that one with the shaping like curvilinear things? Okay, I don't like this. It's okay. It's formalistic. It's not formalistic. We don't care. I don't use that approach at all. I'm trying to show you what are the substances, what are the reasons behind, and what are particularly the processes. What we're going to do it starting this afternoon and tomorrow will be about the process, how these things are done as a process of creation. This is what we're doing in the exercise. But so all my effort was taking out that idea to look at things from a stylistic, formalistic approach to really understand the substances, the reasons, why these things interfere with so many aspects and reasons. If we can stay there and I can open just one thing, I will show you what I mean. Ecco, this is the typical visions of the 19th century, and you see the type of multiple perspectives is there. Look at this image. How this, in a way, resemble, you know, that. There is a very spectacular movie that you can look for in YouTube for Piranesi Prigioni that is done recreating virtually, for those of you that are interested with the virtual, recreating virtually in 3D the space of the prison. It's one absolutely spectacular video. It's on YouTube. Just put Piranesi Prigioni and reconstruction, you will find. It's a spectacular movie. Okie dokie. All right. Now let's see finally Aviv speaking. Let's see how she tells about it.
In search of solutions for the world we share, Principal Voices, in association with Shell.
Often if we are given the liberty and the certain power in a way that allows us to really implement ideas.
Actually, has given the power to implement ideas. She was saying something different what I just said. The idea to really create concept. Implement ideas means that the ideas don't come from BMW. They don't have a problem. The architects are implementing ideas. This is what she's saying.
These ideas, no matter how radical they are, they're intended to really be pushed into the mainstream.
These ideas are pushed in the mainstream. This is a very important statement. That means that the idea that finally find a way to become reality are pushed in the mainstream. That means they become part of the culture. They become really elements that they're not in the niches anymore, but tend to create a new culture, a new standard, and other person can follow them.
Well, that people should feel good, whether it's a school or a hospital or an office building or a plant or a house, the feel good situation is very critical.
This is another statement, very important. And here you can really feel. She said people has to be feel good. She made it very simple. Feel good in whatever situation they found, either it's a museum, a school, or whatever, or in this case, a factory.
This thing was very interesting because it was the weaving of all the flow lines from the exterior into the...
She was using the word weaving, right? She said, this is the weaving, she said, so the tessitura, she's the weaving of the three different parts, right? Let's see how she put it.
And you're also weaving in blue-collar workers and white-collar workers and management and design and production all in one space.
This
is not a master plan, for example. You look at the new city, what is the essential of the living city or a new city. You look at beyond single building, look at the entire field.
Okay, she said, okay, look, she said, when you design a building, you do it in a larger scale, in a larger context. She used the word in a larger, what she said? What was the key word that she said? She said a larger field that goes with that idea, you know, a larger field, the field of forces, campo, field of forces. Of forces, field of relationships, you see it as a larger field. E guarda qua, chiaramente in a second she will go exactly in what I said, that we understand already where she wants to go.
And what we try to do is try to build the large size and then we build it over time, because it's very layered, like it has an inherent archaeology.
Chiaramente usa anche il concetto di layer, come se c'è un inherent archaeology.
How do you reinterpret living in urban space and the city today? It's still a big challenge.
In association with Shell.
Basically, that's her poetics. Basically, if you distill one word after the other, that is really her poetics. And of course, this is a CNN, very important transmission, so you have very little time to say important thing. I wonder if Hadid ever done a TED conference. Who knows what is a TED conference? Some know. TED conference is, again, something I think that is sponsored by BMW, if I recall well. The whole program, the TED conference are conferences only of 20 minutes. Originally were only 20 minutes. And they are going in every possible field, from structural engineer to biomimetics, to art, to social things, and is done for people that are emerging a very important new ideas on that particular field. So you can look at TED by arguments if you want to follow, or you can go following people. In this particular case, I'm questioning, did Hadid ever done a TED talk? So if she does it, okay, should be there, but probably she, I don't know if she ever done. TED Hadid does not mean that he's in TED. Come? Se dice lei, mica capisco, io non sento, non capisco. Che dice? Che ha detto la ragazza? Non ho capito. Ok. Allora andiamo dentro qua, vediamo dentro TED se c'è Hadid, se mai l'ha fatto, vediamo da qua. No, non sembrerebbe. Probabilmente Patrick Schumacher l'ha fatto. No, non c'è. Nessuno dei due ha fatto un talk a TED, ok, non importa, fine. E, ok, vediamo il terzo filmato, vediamo qua. Okay, this is interesting also because there is the animation. So they will really show the forces and the weaving of this particular building. So it's a way, again, the animation is not done to do virtual reality or to show it how it should be, but it's the concept that is interesting to do it in animation. So it's a way to interpret the building and the process of the building. So it is so important how the animation it is built, in what type of sequence. Okay, and then it's done. And here we probably those animations I think probably are done at the time of the competition. Probably. They seem something to describe the concept. Then of course you simulate the type of, yes, this is surely done at the time of the competition, I'm pretty sure. To really express the idea, she said, the concept. Beyond that. Yeah. See the cars. Okay. Well, more or less, the most interesting part for us is, of course, the beginning. The beginning is the interesting part. The rest is pretty much clear to us. Because we know the building, we know the thing already. Here we see the bridge part. Okay. Fine. Okie dokie. Alright, so we have another hour, it's 12 o'clock, no? Enough energy, I hope, to go to the final part. Come si fa a vedere la cronologia qua? Should be away, no? Qua? Qua?
And you go to the history? And you
don't switch. Okay. Okay, see. Okay.
Okay, that's very much fun. Yeah, let's look here.
my God. I do faster to do the search again.
Maybe you can search.
Okay, here it is. Antonino Saggio home. Okay, here it is. It takes a while. Okay. So, with this part, we start to have a good idea of really, we are touching the center, and we really understand the a masterpiece of Zadid. Now, there is enough people of the parametric. There is, how many are parametric here, whatever it means. There are 4 or 5, okay. Because as we approach, as we said, Zadid is at the forefront of what we call an interest towards a parametric thinking of architecture. This forefront is not only because Hadid herself, because as we said, she conceived architecture previously in painting. She kind of imagining new forces, new way of relating architecture and land, this idea of infrastructure, the presence of constructivism, all these things are developed basically with painting, and later on they found in architecture, in the use of the digital media, an easy way to express them and to have forces with that. In a way, if you look at this building, or the B&W building, it is a building that can be easily conceived without a computer. The computer will help a lot in drawing, that. But all the forces, all the concepts, all the things are coming not directly from the computer, from the computer paradigm itself. They are already there, are coming from another thing. But in the way that Adil's office evolved during the years, and particularly because of the presence of Patrick Schumacher, the office start to move to another level. The level is that parametricism, as Schumacher called, or let's say, generally speaking, the idea that the computers are not only something that helps to draw and to build something that is already conceived, but the presence of the computer and the presence of parametricism is an inner part of the process itself. In a way, it's not possible to conceive those ideas if you don't have parametricism. And parametricism is the at the same time, it is the force and the inspiration for a completely other generation of architecture that cannot be conceived without the computer. So the computer is not just a mean to do that. It's also inside the philosophy, the inspirational, and at the same time, it is the challenge. The computer became a challenge, an aesthetic challenge in this approach. While in the other one it becomes in some way a solution, a way to give form to something that is already conceived, in this other interpretation the computer becomes a challenge. In which terms it becomes a challenge? Because you have to explore the potentiality that allow this new media, this new power, formalism that is there. So in that way it's a challenge because you are working inside the new instrument. I call it instrument, particularly. So this will open the fifth chapter that I called it a parametric environment, which is an okay definition, but I think we can find even a better definition if you approach. We can probably find even a better one. So I use this. Several projects that will go in that direction. Something that are particularly evident. This is one case. This cultural center in Azerbaijan, if I recall well, that it is really a very good example, probably even aesthetically one of the most interesting example to tell this concept. What we see here is not only what we saw in the past in terms of infrastructure, ground, and architecture weave together and all that. We see really the strong of that parametric idea. Now, parametric ideas does not mean at all that this is a way to control this curve. Morto? Okay. You see that evidently everything is curved here. And that it seems clearly something that you need the computer to do it at that level, at that extent. So without really understanding, using the parametric means a way to control curves and complex curves. That is not the case. That is not the idea. You can do parametric with blocks at the same time. So it's not that the idea. The idea is that the project becomes something very malleable. It becomes something in which the variable can be controlled. So you can have an infinity set of forms, in this case belonging to this family, and this set of forms, family of forms, that belong to that basic parameter can be manipulated with a lot of easiness, an incredible more easiness that was possible to do it in with other media, was inconceivable with other media. So the project become as one specific in kind of solidification of one set of many possible variation, of almost infinite variation with this family of forms. So that means that when you have a computer model that is behind this, you can do this particular project, but you can do a lot of variation of other projects, all regulated by the same paradigm or the same parameters. This is, of course, pretty clear from the people that do the master on this matter. Probably it's a little more unusual for the other people. So this is a very good example, I think, because it shows in some way the new landscape, let's say, the new parametric landscape that Avid has in mind, and the whole studio, and why in the office, since at least 10 or probably even more years, there's been whole group of people that is devoted only to the digital exploration. Ok. Tutto il gruppo di Ferrari è scomparso praticamente. È una cosa, parlare di parametricismo è uguale a parlare di Giordano Bruno nel 600. Non capisco come mai sono scappati quasi tutti. Ah, siete qua. Però qualcun altro, credo quattro, se ne sono andati proprio. Ah, vabbè, allora è una mia sensazione. Allora, so this project. This project is what I picked as the most representative of this set of ideas. When we go in the website and we see the project chronologically, like the project of the last 10 or 15 years, you will see many that belongs to this category, and we really see how the issue that became familiar in a way, even that we think they are stylish, they belong to the stylish, really the style, this type of fluidity really comes as a kind of normal, linear interpretation of that type of approach. And this is the cultural center. Also, of course, the interesting, the very beautiful thing in this particular case is the high success relationship between inside and outside that really seems to belong to the same world. And the actual beauty, I think, of certain space like this, or some interior space, this kind of an organic movement, a kind of a parameter that really defines as well as the outside, as well as the inside. Yeah. Yes, clearly, but this parameter determined, that means that you can easily change, you know? You change the parameters and you... Yes. Adesso mi interessa... Ah, okay. So I really picked this one as the... As quello che tu vuoi dire è che questa curva particolare ha un andamento logaritmico, giusto? What you want to say that this is not only a normal equation, but it's also a logarithmic equation, right? Yes. Okay. It's a very specific type of course that has a logarithmic. Things, so the parameter is a logarithmic equation, but still is a paradigm because you have the possibility to change, you know, the parameter within the logarithmic organization. Certain things are solved details like this, you know. It seems to me incredible elegance. It seems to me incredible elegance. Then when you look at this project only generating images, you think that it's only this. Instead, it's interesting that this, that is the emerging form, will really create a landscape. It moves in the whole thing, and I think also it's really fascinating how the inside and outside are really governed by the same by the same things. I may imagine the architect studying this type of course, you know, and the height and the thing. All these things, of course, are done using the computer model. Because in the computer model, those parameters are very easily changed, so you can do infinity variation, keeping the integrity of the model, right? So it's something that was completely inconceivable before, but what interests me is not that it was inconceivable before, is that something like that use starts to respond to the challenge of the computer itself. So the computer itself, it is a dynamic machine. It uses us to create models, to incorporate, to make a dynamic structure of information. That is the strength of the computer, really creates a model. And so what that idea of model as an interaction about information or data may become in architecture, we start to have answers. That is an answer. So in that way, it is a way to respond to the challenge of computer, while the other phase was the way to use the computer as a help in making something that you have already in mind. So all these things, it comes from, you have to understand that architectural association in the 90s and 2000s start to become, to have a section that is directed by Patrick Schumacher that was really a section that was devoted very much to this approach. So the students in that section were really doing advanced work in that area. So studio after studio, experience after experience, they developed a strong digital attitude, and they start to be able to use in an advanced way this tool. An advanced way means programming, through programming. The issue is not trace rendering or things like that, but really go in the heart, using the programming and use the program to create parametric projects. These things let me think that there is an underground part here, because this seems to be a light shell on something that is underground. So like, all these parts seem to be underground, so they should be seen in the section. Guarda che roba! There are even three floors on the ground, guarda. Two floors. So it's a large part of the building that is actually underground. And it's all governed by the same, so here it moves. Okay, this is Architectural Daily. As I mentioned, when you find something that is in Architectural Daily, generally can be extremely well documented, and also the text, when they are good, well done, and up to the point, and not just like that. I lost my website again. You see, if he already knows that here I did Sergio Polis. Let's see if by any chance he knows already. Lecture, he already, I put it online, so Google knows that we have, of course he knows. Okay, so this is let's say the masterpiece from my point of view about the digital. Now let's see something that is also important to go there. And Hadid create an exhibition, a very beautiful exhibition here, that is called Digital Parametric. And experiments that are in between design and structures. Many of that are really structures. And this is a digital turn at the building center is an exhibition, ZHDDA. Is the research group created inside Hadid to really push that idea. And that idea goes not only with formal not only with formal idea, but also with the use of robots. So, for example, the use of robot is an important part of this. So how you can use the robot to build parametric structure or parametric piece of something that may become a building or may become a part of it. So this is an inside research group that does that, like it is a little university. So three or four people are working inside a bit of that. So this, for example, is a case in which the waving became actually part of a structural thing. And this type of things that is done by robots is actually intend to think of a structure. This becomes to be a structure and kind of a new type of structure. So with the links, it's possible to see more of this of these things opening in new tab. Okay, that is probably the best way. I was interested also particularly looking at this video. I hope we can see it. And because this shows how certain idea will be moved in the field that I'm interested in housing. Let's see this movie. So components, so there is a basic module and then the different components then can be attached to the basic module. And probably you may imagine that the basic module will contain all the core of an apartment, probably the wet areas, things like that. And this is the type of composition that comes. This is interesting because it pushes the idea of the digital and of this type of parametric thinking not only to museum contemporary center that we saw before, that of course has a level of freedom that allows the shape and forms that we saw, but even something more restricted, like an housing project. No? So the idea of variation, but still the idea of parametric thinking move very much there. And let's see this one. Vediamo. Vediamo what it is. End of block. It's the same project. Yeah, so it describes better how it is organized. Yes, as I suppose the wet area is in one part, one element, and the other are variations that you can add differently on that. Okay. So for the people that want to go a little bit farther in this direction, and probably as a background a little bit more, we may start to think something in that direction. Now I wanted to show you let's go to architecture. Okay, there you go. So if we go in the let's use a filter here by date. Okay, by date, let's see now. 2010-2019. Just see what they listed in the last 10 years. They just mentioned this building. We can start just as a curiosity to explore some of them. And this is very interesting, because what we will discover in 1 second. Dove me l'ha aperta? Qua la new tab? Di quello? No. Dove me l'ha aperta? L'ultima? Ah, ok, me l'apre come ultima. Ok. It really goes on that idea, because really, look how many buildings Adid is doing, and also look how different this is what I'm interested in. Now we are looking very very superficially, of course. Okay, we look at them very superficially. We don't go into much detail. But what I want to show you, where was it? We don't need that anymore. Was not this one? Okay. If I go back, that was allowed me to go back. One, two, three. Grazie, thank you very much. So we saw that one. Let's see these. For me, it's fascinating, although it seems confusing, but for me it's fascinating, really, the really different typology of building that Adid Studio is doing. And of course, something we may like, something we don't like, but it's not that important. The idea that I think it is interesting is how a studio basically every time use an architecture as as a way to experiment, really as a way to use that occasion not only also to build the project, but also to find an exploration, use it as a challenge, as an exploration. And that means a lot of extra work, you know, because the exploration means new concept, new materials, new forms, etc. So it's a real challenge in that way. This is something that I think deserves a lot of attention. I suppose this, if I go back, does not allow me to go back. You keep that, you saw that, you saw that. I'll go again to architecture, and the only way that I can do, and I do it again by. Okay. This is already something that is pre-selected, right? No, is that the specific building? So this is something that you can do it by yourself as an exercise, but really it is full of surprises and full of interest. In my opinion, this is the old side. So now that we learn that he knows all of this. Okay, another project in Italy that we don't even mention before, we just mentioned Afragola, we mentioned Maxi, we mentioned Salerno, but the last project of Aziz was in Milano, and is a major project. It is part of the city life. And the city life is a new development close to the Fiera area in Milano. You can arrive with a metro very easily, and it is a business center which, if I recall well, we choose skyscraper, one done by Hadid himself and the other done by Isozaki, if I recall well. And then there is quite a large part of housing development for medium high, I would say. And inside that, it is the city life project by Zahadid. And this project is interesting, very interesting. First of all, because it combines so many things that I found it interesting. The city plan, the master plan, is a very fluid and interesting one, done with a series of interlocking space, then created a graduation between public to collective to private areas. But what really interested me so much, how with this kind of very unique drawing of the facade, certain issues typical of doing housing design have been addressed in a new way. What are they? Generally, the problem that you have dealing with this large scale building, because it's almost eight floors or even more, is basically how to avoid this. Okay. How to avoid this. How to get away on the system of wall windows, that is not only belonging to an old idea, but also if it is extended for many floors becomes terrible, and of course does not get issues that are issues of light, issues of terraces, issues of variations. So what they developed as a system that I found very interesting is this interplaying between the balcony and the other body of the building. So the balcony becomes this type of stripes that in some case you feel are stripes, in other case are actually balcony, in other case become stripes. So, and that those, they don't generally necessarily go all the way through, but in some case they are one on top of the other, in other case are sliding one of the other, all the, with the whole idea to create a movement in the facade and avoid any type of dullness. So this is, in a way, is a parametric implementation, more advanced for some reason, more minimal than in the other field, but it's also something that you can feel them almost manipulate what is the best combination of that. And in announcing, that is very complex issue, because of course it's not like a museum that inside is simple space. Announcing is important because the inside function must be related to the outside function. So the game is much more relevant. The other issue that I was quite fascinated by this thing is something that you see here. And let's see, somebody will notice what it is rather interesting here and here, which was not apparent in this image. Eh? The wood, exactly. That's why I made this image. Is that this interlocking is not only the interlocking of volumes, it's also the interlocking of material. And that presence in this particular case of wood within the other thing, you see how relevant it is. Becomes the whole composition, it becomes a very interesting way of doing things. So I'm not interested in that specific one. I want to show you some tricks, basically, to solve a certain issue. So these three issues are all tricks in a way that in the hand of an architect become not only things to study or to look like this, but will be tool of for working. So in just one case I wanted to show you one project that is a large project that we did in Rome, in which I did played a very important role, because this is a graduation project, because it's important that you understand also how, of course, this is something that is not comparable at all from the little exercise that you are going to do in the afternoon, but it's important that you understand that the type of reasoning that we are doing, in a way, they go to implement a real large project, and the student, in some case, study in depth the process of Adid, not really the form of Adid, really the process of Adid, and create their own project. So this is one of the many projects that we do that graduation, but this is, I think it is interesting for you to see one real case, that just to do. So all our projects have an important title, and the title is the key to understand what is the program and what is the impact of the project. And this is called Hostel.com, Residenze Temporanee e Permanenti. That means housing that is permanent and temporary. Then is Banca del Tempo, that is a way to sharing work among peers. And then there is a cultural center and co-working at the same time. And then it is an access to a park. So all these things are all interrelated to this project. And this project, it comes after this project. And this project is another thesis, a previous thesis. And this one, it is a station, actually a station on a new line we called Unlost Line. That is a line, a multifunctional line that goes in the periphery. And this is another pretty beautiful project, but we are not going to talk about that there. So in this particular case, is a real infrastructure. And it is interesting that although this is an infrastructure per se, it's a little station, a station that as the art or as a driving force. In this case, the study is more towards the morphosis than I did. If you want to see that, you just go there, and that project, just I will show you very, very briefly, because these are all the projects of that area. Quindi, Ledian, questi dopo 10 anni, no? Magari tu non hai mai visti questi progetti, anche tu hai fatto una stazione in fondo, no? This is a station in the Unlost Line, that is this line over there, in the new periphery that we are doing, and basically because it is this museum, an alternative museum, in which art was used as a way to really operate in the periphery, again in this station, art became a very important component in the program and also in the organization of the museum. And I think in terms of, it's as usual, our big studies, but I think particularly the type of architecture that has been developed is pretty interesting and successful. Okay, so anyway, this project, okay, this project was pre-existing there. So for us, when we do a new project, in this case this one, must be related to the old one. We consider what was done here as something that already exists in the city. So this real. So as to follow certain line and follow certain path to follow that. This is some conceptual model that you see it is done clearly with the idea that the rules of the landscape and the rule of architecture and the rule of the empty space are all following the same principles. And the model is exactly done. Oh my God, I made a mistake. No, minimize. Dove mi è finita la finestra? Maximize? Oh my God. Okay, here it is. Okay. Controllo meno, facciamo vedere un pochettino più piccola, so we can see the old boards. So these are the so-called analysis area of the periphery for what particular reason and what series of situation are moving in that direction. That is the museum in an occupied factory that in a way inspired a series of things. this is the line, the design of the line, that the infrastructure, that for us it is crucial to reactivate all the empty areas and all this area, similar to the green line. The difference here is that it is larger and can be divided in two phases of realization, actually three. This is where we are. Oh no, this is the MAM. Okay. This is an extremely interesting board that will tell how many different ways and how many different hubs there are to dealing with this issue of temporary living and co-working. So this is all different website or different application that shows and direct all that market. So only this research is very, 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 very important to really understand what's going on in the field or hostel and with the issue of co-working. This expresses what it is, exactly this field and what can be the program. And now we start to see some of the architecture. Oh my God, I did a mistake again. Oh man, I didn't find a part. Okay. So you see that the different part of the project, what was already clear in the model, here has been more developed, and what you understand more is that in this particular case, what it was said, access to the park is really important because the architecture is an architecture, but also is a way to basically access the park that is behind. So all these forces, all these things are interrelated. This is the program, the cultural, the different program, how much it costs, and the different areas, and so on and so forth. This is the actual design of the park that we see here with the different, so we see the different line and different forces, and then you see here and probably before the old diagrammatic approach, because you do this creating that weaving of line without weaving the land, the weaving, so it means design the lines that can be meaningful to the creation of these things. You cannot do that. So the methodological aspect is very relevant, and it's the way to do it. And this instead are the different layers, the build, the land layer, etc. Then you start to actually see the project and the whatever it is, the plans and the things. You see that all our boards are done following a theme. Each one has a keyword that is the title of the board. In this particular case, access to the campus means that there are drawings and vision and things that all relate to that idea. So we don't never present plan, section, 100 scale, 200 scale, but in each case, even if we're presenting technical drawing, we always do a kind of narrative. We express what are the concepts behind, and we use the concept as the way to look and understand the material, and all in one board there is several things simultaneously. And since here we are talking the la forza dei dispazi collettivi, so here is more focused on the collective space that are important in this type of building, of course, that is a co-working and basically a co-housing all at the same time, besides other functions. So here are the what is done, where it is, etc., etc. And now here I wanted, okay, finally here I wanted to show this. And at a certain point, this, since this was an housing project also, but an housing that problem of punctualization was important to find a way to solve it. So I suggest him look with attention that project, because that project tells one possibility. So either he developed well enough or not, overdone or not, but anyway, this is one case, that one specific idea that we saw in action can be also implemented, that you find there. So clearly, in this particular case, the level of the influence of Adid are major, but are really mainly looking with this idea of processes, understanding what are the rules in a way, what is the syntax, what is the way to redo it, not with a mimetic process, but also with a process to try to understand the syntax and the thing. Okay, dov'è la luce che l'accendiamo? Okay, now I very much like if you want that you ask or you talk or whatever you want. We can use a few moments. It will be my pleasure to have a little bit of questions or a little bit of discussion. You should be warm enough. So do whatever you'd like about the material or something you want to know more or you want to develop or not, or an intervention. Prego.
I just want your
speak aloud.
I just want your opinion about comparing Hadith with Rogers, Richard Rogers. Do you find any similarities between these two?
They belong to the two different generation almost.
Yeah.
Age is very important. If you imagine that Adid in 1972 entered as a student architectural association, I pretty much sure that in 1972 Bridger Rogers Renzo Piano won already the Center Pompidou project. Rogers, which is a great gentleman and a person that I met, interviewed, etc., belong to a different generation. That is not secondary. It is important. In the mind of Rogers, of Richard Rogers, architecture is basically belonging still to a kind of machine type of thing. For quite a long time. Kind of the industrialism was there, and you can feel that, of course, in the Pompidou, but even in the Lyot in London, in other things, that they still have the type of futuristic machinery approach, on one side. In Rogers is very strong issues of planning, and environmental, not as, but more in the type of city planning vision, as it used to be belonging of the kind of legacy of the time, more directed through the modern movement. So it's really belonging to another generation. If you compare, let's say that which one is the most relevant building by Rogers? Well, for me it's the Lyot, okay? Now, in London. Now, if you compare the Lyot in London with the BMW, another masterpiece, you can see certain important relevance. But Rogers is an outstanding figure and is a very nice person also, which is important. Very different from Foster, for example. Rogers create an environment in the studio that is very democratic, very open, peer-like, and very interesting person. There is an interview that I made to is probably the only interview that I've done to anybody. Let's see if it's like done in the year 2000. 3,000 or something at the Biennale. Let's see if it's there, just to have fun. I'm not sure we'll find it though.
I made this question because of this idea of what these architects see the building as a machine, in my point of view.
I don't think...
I think it's more, let's say, feminine, more fluid, and Rogers is more...
Well, I think that, I would say that Rogers, in large part, still thinks as a machine, as an object. While Hadid mainly the idea of the breaking of, she looks more as a landscape, if one keyword should be said. So the interweaving with land generally is a very important key of Hadid, and then really shows a difference, a generational difference. So that's why if you saw in the book of Architecture and Modernity, it's very important when you place the figure, in which moment you place the figure, because, so I think that I mentioned Rogers, I don't remember if in the 60s or in the 70s, because at that moment those issues were still very much alive, and not surely in the 80s, although, because that issue becomes less prominent in that moment, you know. Thanks for the question. It's a nice question. It's nice to talk a little bit. Okay, give me.
I have this beautiful model in the place where I work from Zanadin.
Ah.
Because she competed for most here in Iran.
Fantastico.
And a funny story is that we have this model, but everybody uses to place the flag or to.
They don't give it any value.
Make complaint. Don't put it.
No, save it. To take a picture. Yeah. Send me a picture. I will love. I remember later on. Probably you don't go to the office. And, it was for a competition here in Tirana.
Yeah.
Behind, nice.
Behind the opera, behind the do you have any information?
We can look. Was Tirana, Hadid, was a competition?
Yeah,
it's this one.
Yeah.
This one?
The
first. Is this one? No. Okay. Then from that we can go on, you know, because once we get an information, then we can start to look and find.
This is the winning project.
This is the winning project, but it should be... Mm-hmm. Well, it's not bad. Ah, it's big.
Yeah.
So a new generation, another generation, even more... they made another step, so I'm pushing. Interesting, the big one. Is they're going to do it or not? Because big is another generation again. It's not the generation of Hadid or Colas. It's another generation pushing the limits in another direction, pushing the limit of conceptualization up to the extreme. You know, conceptualization becomes almost a comic story. It becomes so extreme, the phase of conceptualization, how otherwise you can invent to have un inceneritore together with a ski thing, if you don't push that idea of conceptualization more. And even their book, done in comics, will tell you that is another generation. It is, well... It seems interesting, I think. Probably it's true that it was better than Hadid. It looked a little bit... Anyway, very nice thing.
If you don't burn it down, it will start beautiful.
Yeah. It's a finalist, but she did not win. Hmm. Well, of course, you have to study. Just looking like in a very, very fast way, does not seem the best design of Adid. But of course, this seems immediately appealing. I don't know why. Probably because we are closer to this. Very nice things to know. Any other questions or comments, or to have just open discussion? I want to use this opportunity. Yes.
What do you think about the colors of the Dhani that uses a lot of white? What do you mean about that?
I think that makes sense. The key issue is basically the idea of monochromatic. The real important idea is the monochromatic. So if it is white, if it is gray, if it is orange, in a way it's secondary. The important thing is the idea of the monochromatic that we saw in different occasions. Why these must be monochromatic, basically all the tendencies towards that one of the monochromatic, because the forces of the processes are so strong, basically speaking, the flux, that idea of merging of forces in a kind of infrastructural way, they tend to go towards the direction of monochromatic to express that. Often it is white, but not always is white. In the old one was gray-like. But it's clearly that you must go towards a mono tendency. The tendency is a monochromatic thing. Imagine that project, the digital project that we saw before. Imagine that one with a whole combination of color. Will not have that that strength at all. So this is what, besides the fact that white is one atypical okay, oh, here it is, what I wanted to do. Okay. To the people that is more in structure, Adid made important structure. First of all, it will be interesting to see the bridges. As I said, there are three or four. There is a Zaragoza, and there is this bridge in Abu Dhabi that is incredible. Let's see if it is, we can see it. Okay, let's see. If I write bridge, is able to find? Okay, let's see. Ah, look how many! Oh my God! I don't even expect. She put even this one, and where is the Abu Dhabi? The Abu Dhabi is pretty spectacular. Okay, this is the Zaragoza. Open link in new window, open link in new tab, here. That is really, finally, she was able to build a real inhabited bridge. So this is a bridge but has functions inside. See? So it's an empty infrastructure, and this is done as an architect in charge by an Italian woman. And they worked for years and years in order to do that. So here is a case in which, of course, structural things are important. But the Abu Dhabi, where is it? New National, New Park Railway Station. More than that, I was thinking under the bridge. Northern, side, Indian, mountains. London Aquatic Center. Because I don't know how to write Abu Dhabi, that's the problem. Abu Dhabi. Let me see by location. It's strange because I just have Abu Dhabi. I think you write like that in English. Okay. Ah, eccolo. Questo è il bridge. This is an incredible one. Ok. Oh my God, I lost it. Ok, here it is. I wanted to show this bridge in Abu Dhabi because it's really incredible. Very nice. Abu Dhabi. Look at this guy. Talking about structure. Dove sono gli ingegneri? A te? Look at this, one. I think he's incredible. And you can, in this case, you can really recognize parametricism, how you can do that without the idea of parametricism, and how you can do it without really modeling of structure, etc. So this is a real bridge, it's not something like that. How you are going to build? It's un po' spettacolare, eh? Molto interessante. So there is work for everybody. So we start our section in the afternoon. A little bit we talk of what we may call the imprinting of Hadid. So we go back from the beginning in a way, because for me it's something always interesting. And then we organize the work. We basically organize the work, we organize the team, and we organize the topic. So tell that who is going to do it must come with us this afternoon, otherwise it's not, we will not have the signature of the thing, of course, no? Giusto? Must be with us. Okay. So we see at 15 minutes after 2, so we have 1 hour. And ci vediamo ancora qui, no? Tanto la parte organizzativa la possiamo fare qui uguale.